This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The president's plan was only the beginning.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner will be on Capitol Hill today selling the president's overhaul of the financial system. President Obama announced the plan yesterday. He needs Congress on board. And reporter Tamara Keith says lawmakers and lobbyists have some ideas of their own.
Before the president even stopped talking yesterday, various interest groups released statements saying they look forward to the congressional debate over his financial regulation plan.
This is setting the table. Now comes the meal.
Wayne Abernathy is executive vice president at the American Bankers Association. One area of the debate his industry would like to influence, President Obama's proposal for a consumer finance protection agency.
It could actually end up harming consumers by decreasing choice, decreasing innovation, stifling development of new products.
But Pam Banks with Consumers Union says the new agency would protect people from unsafe and unfair financial products, and she'll be lobbying to keep the Consumer Protection Agency in the final bill.
It'll be an awesome task, very similar to what we had to go through with credit card reform. I'm sure all forces will come out to oppose this proposal.
Now take this piece of the president's plan and start multiplying the debate. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Later this morning, we get the news on weekly first-time jobless claims. That number has been high but falling lately, and we're expecting to hear it's come down a little more. We'll see about that. Stocks have been dropping this week. Asian markets fell again today. With the exception of Shanghai, shares rose there after the World Bank said China is going to grow faster this year than first thought. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 fell slightly after FedEx gave a disappointing forecast and Standard & Poor's lowered some bank ratings. This morning, most European markets are slightly lower. At this week's Paris Air Show, the atmosphere has been mostly glum, but a highlight has been the debut of a new American plane, a heavily armed crop duster. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
The AT-802 crop duster comes equipped with 3-barrel machine guns, a pair of rocket launchers, and a clutch of 500-pound bombs. It's tempting to think this bizarre contraption was inspired by the movies. Hitchcock, anyone?
That's funny. What? That plane's dusting crops where there ain't no crops.
Remember the scene in North by Northwest? And Cary Grant comes under attack by a crop duster. In reality, the AT-802 is designed to spray and destroy illegal drug plantations in Latin America. Such planes often have to dodge bullet and rocket fire from drug traffickers. Aviation commentator David Buick says the AT-802 has made a big impression in Paris.
Le Bourget Air Show, which was being as dull as ditchwater this year for obviously the economic reasons, was brightened up by this James Bond crop-dusting plane turned into a sort of rocket launcher.
No firm orders yet, but the makers, Air Tractor of the US, reckons it'll sell for less than $5 million, half what its competitors charge for a comparable plane. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
Americans are learning to live with tight credit. Suddenly, it's just not as easy to finance that new car or flat-screen TV. But in other parts of the world, stingy banks have been a way of life for years. In Mexico, people have developed a workaround. We hear about that from Marketplace's Dan Gretsch at the Americas Desk at WLRN.
Mexico's answer to tight credit is called a tanda.
A tanda is a revolving informal credit association.
That's economist Stephen Haber with the Hoover Institution at Stanford University.
Imagine a small entrepreneur who needs a $1,000 loan. He joins a tanda, which has 10 members. Everybody pays in $100 per week. Person who is the first in line gets $1,000 at that week until everybody has received $1,000.
And no one pays interest. Tandas are used by working-class Mexicans to pay for things they otherwise couldn't afford. Secretary Mirna Tamez needed a few $100 to fix up her bedroom closet. She knew she'd never manage to scrape the money together on her own. So she gathered 9 co-workers and started a tanda.
A tanda is better than a bank loan because you're obligated to set aside money each month. You made a promise to other people, and they made a promise to you.
People who've received their lump sum pay it back by continuing to contribute to the tanda. The risk is someone who's already collected could decide to stop paying. Unlike a bank loan, there are no debt collectors or credit scores with a tanda. But there is a cost to not paying up. Otón Ruiz Montemayor is the former head of the Mexican bank Banorte.
If you don't pay a tanda, everybody, either in the neighborhood or in the family, or in the community where you do your small business, will know. So you are out of the system.
In societies with close social ties, there's less risk of someone bilking the other investors. In any case, tandas raise relatively small amounts of money. For centuries, credit associations like tandas have been used around the world, in Africa, in Asia, in the Caribbean, and more recently, in the United States. Undocumented immigrants who otherwise couldn't get a loan can borrow money to start a small business using a tanda. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Finally, cuteness is expensive. Zoo Atlanta has been leasing its pair of giant pandas from China, and the lease is running out. It'll cost $2.5 million to keep Yang Yang and Lun Lun for another 5 years. And the zoo says it's $500,000 short, so it's holding an online fundraiser. Judging from the panda photos that have been flying around our office emails this morning and the gasps of, oh, that is so adorable, I have a feeling the donations will come. You can join us online without paying anything. We're cute, too. Marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.